One clarification in the halakha. The halakha says in Shulchan Aruch Resh Mem Vav in halakha bet, a Jew rented his animal to the goy. During the week it's not a problem. Problem comes in Legabe Shabbat, because the animal cannot work on Shabbat because it's a Jew's animal. There's a din of Shemitat Behema. So what happens is he makes a condition, Shulchan Aruch says. The condition is he tells the goy, you have to return it to me before Shabbat. By doing that, he ensures himself that the goy is going to have to follow the condition, bring it back before Shabbat, so there's no problem of the animal working on Shabbat. Shulchan Aruch deals with the case where the goy did not bring it back before Shabbat. So now the Jew knows that his animal is by the goy on Shabbat, there's a good chance that it could work on Shabbat. It's a problem. So Maran gives a solution. He says you can make it ifkir. What does making ifkir mean? You make it ownerless. You don't own it anymore. By doing that, so now the goy owns it technically. So the goy is working his animal on Shabbat. Maran says you can even make this ifkir beno leben atzmo. You can do this hefker to yourself. You don't need to do it in front of anybody. Almost like the hefker that we make on Pesach when we sell, when we get rid of the hametz and we say kal hamira. You don't need to do it in front of anybody. That's Maran's opinion. All the mefarshim ask a contradiction against Maran because really Maran holds like Shitat HaRambam, and Shitat HaRambam is that minimum hefker you need to have it at least in front of one person. At least in front of one person. The Rambam says in this case you should do it in front of three people. But okay, at least one person. So how is Maran saying over here that you could do it even beno leben atzmo? So that's the question. So the Mahasita Shekel answers as follows. He says like this, it's a Sif Katan Tit, the Mahasita Shekel. Behacha le'inyan Shabbat af le'harambam mehani min haTorah b'no le'ben atzmo. In this case over here, the Rambam will agree that it's enough to make the hefker to yourself. Why? Kevan de'mistaman noda le'acherim shefkir kede shelo ya'avor al yisur shevitat b'emto v'haro'im omrim shemistama hefkir v'chmo shekatav b'bet Yosef. Which means the reason why he needs to do it in front of one person, at least so somebody should know about it. He says, in this case over here, everybody's going to know that he made it ifkir, because everybody knows it's his animal, everybody knows it's by the goy, and they're going to know, well, what is the guy doing? He's ma'ale Shabbat? So they're going to assume for sure he made it ifkir. Since it's such an open thing, they're going to understand that he made it ifkir. So therefore, you don't need to do it even in front of one person. In the case where it's obvious to the world that he made it ifkir, he quotes over here the Matei Yehuda as well. Shekeman shakol yodim shirotzer lafkir kedel hanasir misu deoraita hareze kiilu ifkir b'fnei shlosha. Well, since it's so well known and obvious, it's as if he did it in front of three people, and therefore that would be good as well. Another answer they say to this is what the Rama writes: she'en echad yachol liskot po, v'she'en ofker gamur. ואם כן, הרי כל מה שצריכו שלושה שיהיו אחד זוכה ושלם יעדים וסוברים שצריך אחד בעניין כל הקופה שיהיו אחד זוכה וכאן הרי בלבחי אין אי אפשר לזכות. Which means, when do we say you need to do it in front of one person when your intention is that the other guy can at least take the item that you're being mafkir? So you need one guy at least to be zoche. In this case of it, it's not really a hefker that you want anybody to be zoche. You just want to relinquish ownership, but you don't really want to give it to the goy. You're actually going to come after Shabbat to the goy and take it back. So it's such a hefker when you're not really giving it to the other guy. You're just really removing yourself. Could be one even in front of yourself be okay. In any event, you see clearly that according to the Shulchan Aruch, in such a case, which is my point, is not to learn from this case that all hefkers work like this. This is a specific case where there's a pirsum. Therefore, Maran was lenient. But in other cases, then the hefker would have to be normally done in front of one person, according to Rambam, or at least in front of three people, according to the Rama, like we saw over here. The last question, it was interesting that the Bein Ish Chai brings out in Torah Lishma, is, let's say he goes after Shabbat to the Goy, and the Goy somehow found out about this hefker. And the Goy says, listen, it's hefker, I'm keeping it. So now, what does the Jew do? So the Bein Ish Chai gives an interesting solution. He says you can go to a Jewish court and go to the rabbis in the court, not in front of the goy, because you don't have to take the goy himself. He doesn't have to be in front of you. You go to the court and say, listen, this guy caused me a loss. Why did he cause you a loss? He told me that he's going to bring the animal back before Shabbat. He didn't. As a result, I had to make the animal hefker. And now all of a sudden he's taking my animal. But he was the instigator of it because he didn't bring the animal back before Shabbat. He says, Bet Din will rule that since he caused you a loss, you can go take the animal. Once you get a legal hefker from Bet Din, you go to the goy, you're going to take it against him by force. So there is a way to get around getting the animal back by getting a hefker from Bet Din.